Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today. There's a lot to cover. It's going to be millions of job layoffs and wild things happening in the economy and around the world. But let's get right into it. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. We have a sponsor today, Patriot Gold. And wow. Hope everybody had a good Easter or Passover. It is unbelievable that our Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance, meets with the Pope, and then the Pope passes away the next day. That's wild to think about. And he's about to be lying in state as they search for a new Pope. And I mean, there's no jokes here. It's unbelievable that the timing of that. I mean, he met with the guy, and then the next day he passes away. Unbelievable. So, I want to talk to you about a couple things. And, the IRS right now, guys, they are trying to eliminate. Think about this number. They have 102,000 employees for the IRS. They talked about getting rid of 20,000 employees, which is a lot. And, but what they're going to do is they're going to offer these buy downs, basically, where you can have, these people had a hybrid work deal where they could work part time and not get laid off. IRS is saying no now. Because of government efficiency, they're not giving these people the ability to leave early. Think about this. You have somebody that basically could lose their job. So, you know what? Let's take a leave now. Let's get paid. And then decide what we want to do if we want to work here anymore. I'm at Pacific City, which is right next to the Huntington Beach Pier. It's a beautiful shopping center. And it's nice to be at a place like this when there's nobody else around. So, wow. But the number is not 20,000, the number is 40,000. But we're not going to let you do the hybrid thing. I mean, name another business, seriously. If you worked at the machine shop or you were a teacher, you know what? I'm just going to take 8 months to myself and figure out what I want to do. It's, no, you can't do that. Goodbye. Leave. No. But for the government, it is wild that they let these people do this stuff. You can leave. You can do this. And Robert Kiyosaki, he is like Peter Schiff. He's going to be right someday. So Robert Kiyosaki is saying that there's going to be millions of people that are going to lose their jobs, and that we're going to see an economy go down like we've never seen it before. So I'm one of the believers of that. You guys know that. This is just one of those things that, as business struggles, you need to prepare yourself for that. You're trying to figure out how we can cut employees. They're doing this all over the place. There is no industry that's safe right now. Now, you can sit there and say, oh, AI is booming and tech is booming. It's not. There are things that people are cutting back on in every single sector. So I'm telling you, save money. Don't spend money you don't need. Don't go into heavy debt right now. Don't do it, Once again, beautiful mall. Very, very wild. This place failed miserably when it first opened. Businesses couldn't come down here. I mean, businesses would come down here and close very quickly. It's wild. Is there a dog roaming by itself? Oh, there's the guy. But nice restaurants and stuff like that. But this is right at, Huntington Beach Pier. And beautiful. But, Robert Kiyosaki, again, buy gold, buy Bitcoin, buy silver. You're going to be wrong. All these motor homes out here. Just stunning, guys. It really is. It's beautiful. See the lines in the sand? It's kind of cool. They clean up the beach before, before everybody gets out there every day. A brand new beach. They rake the beach. So, it happens when you get you know, the world's best surfing spot. So next thing is, this is a wild warning. And, you know, we talk about, hey, prepare yourself for what could happen and make sure you know where your finances are at. There is a warning out of Japan that is unbelievable. Financial Services Association Japan, JFSA, they're talking about hundreds of thousands of people that had their stock brokerage accounts hacked. And you're thinking, well, how could that be? How could people steal money out of a brokerage account? Basically, they don't steal out of the account. Listen to this. They hack into your account and they sell stock, you know, that you have. And then after they do that, they go buy Chinese stocks. Isn't that wild? You could sit there and go, well, wait a second, I don't understand. They don't take the money. No, they sell things that you have. Good, you know, whatever position you have in your stock portfolio, sell it, and then go out and buy Chinese stocks. Now, this has been done to the tune of 350 million American dollars. So with that, you can sit there, think of how you could manipulate a stock. Now, the people that are doing this, that are buying the Chinese stocks, oh, they're selling those stocks. Buy them, stock price goes up, they sell it, they liquidate it, and you're none the wiser. I'm telling you guys, I don't care if you have one Visa or 20, if you have five stock brokerage accounts or one or none, make sure you know where your finances are at right now, because it is unbelievable what people are experiencing right now. People are, you know, things like credit lines, you know, people are asking for credit line increases. You know, we heard all these horror stories about Wells Fargo and what we talked about last week where, you know, Wells Fargo had their latest debacle. And, you know, I know somebody who had multiple accounts set up for their children. Oh, you want a savings account for your kids? Well, you need three. Huh? So they had three accounts for their kids so that somebody could make a bonus. I'm like, that is unbelievable that people would allow this. So risk that. You know, don't let them do things like this. Don't risk your personal finances right now. Look at everything. And this Japanese warning, this is going to be huge. So we get swayed with the economy and we get swayed with current news and now the Pope situation. It's going to be one of those things that people are going to be, you know, hey, look over here. So you don't want that, guys. You want to run your own finances. This is beautiful. You got the pier out there. It's nice. But this is beautiful. Like during the day, you know, it's funny. During the air show, they sell tickets here for like $200 a piece. So you could go out and you can watch the air show, where if you go across the street, it's free. Okay? A lot more to cover. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Think about this, guys. For over 2 years now, I've been talking to you about buying gold and getting precious metals into your portfolio and your retirement. Gold is at an all-time high. We have seen the number one asset class be precious metals in 2025. You do not want to miss out on this. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group today. Call them at 888-330-1431. If you don't want to call them, use the link below. Fill it out. They will send you a free investor guide. They will answer all your questions. Buying gold is very easy, guys, especially with their fantastic customer service. IRAs, 401ks that are backed by precious metals. Guys, contact them today. Experts are saying that gold is easily going to hit $3,500 an ounce next, and the next stop after that is $4,000 an ounce. You don't want to miss out on this. Even Bob Kudla says that the sky's the limit when it comes to gold. Call them today, 888-330-1431. Do it now before it's too late. Audio. Here's a wild one for you. Cedric Taylor is a tax preparing professional in the Chicago area. And he just got charged with over 50 counts of filing false tax returns. And what Cedric did, which was pretty wild, was he went out and he prepared tax refunds for people and falsified the numbers so they got much bigger returns. And they caught him for doing this. Some people didn't even know he did this, like had no clue that the guy was gonna, you know, help them get these huge refunds. They started to see a pattern with things that he prepared. He's also charged with falsifying 6 of his own tax refunds. So, uh-oh. But think about this. Wow, Joan, you're getting $80,000 back. Really? That's amazing. Yeah. I can't believe it. I made $60,000. Anyways, so this guy is in huge, huge trouble. And that'll be an interesting court case to follow. But this is on Pacific Coast Highway. Let's go back upstairs. And the Equinox Gym is got a bunch of people that are working out early, and I'm not one of them. So one thing that's pretty interesting is the consumer sentiment. Where is everybody at? I found a great article from Investopedia talking about where companies are at right now, how they feel people are doing. You guys have got to look at the shippers. You've got to look at places that sell food, you know, grocery stores. Albertsons, who was going to merge, that's probably the biggest grocery chain here in California that we have in our area. They were going to merge with Kroger, and that thing fell apart. But the CEO of Albertsons got together and said, hey, listen, we're seeing buying patterns. That's the thing. The dollar stores are dead. Pizza is dead. Burger places are dead. Since I talked about the 57 burger places that are going out of business with Burger King, just been a flurry of things sent to me. You know, you need to support, you know, local businesses. If you like that little restaurant, you like your nail salon, your hair salon, I'm telling you guys, go spend money there if you can afford it, because the likelihood that they could go out of business is very, very strong right now, because people have just so much pressure around them. And labor, food costs, talking to restaurant owners, and insurance, and everything that goes up. I mean, everything is up right now. So what do you do? Do you sit there and have a liquid price when it comes to, you know, your restaurant? Do you walk in there today and say, oh, okay, a bowl of pasta is not $24 now, it's $28.50. And that's the thing. It's just really, really quite crazy. I love these like high-end nail salons and stuff. And then Equinox is back there. People are all working out. So, but that's something that's very interesting, to see the pressure that people are under right now. We're seeing all these places talk about liquidating automobiles prior to the tariffs taking place. Guys, they want to sell cars. They want to sell cars. If it was, you know, the Easter sale, they would come up with the Easter sale. If that was going to be the profitable thing to do, they would do that. So, hey, oh my gosh, buy now before the tariffs get here. Okay, thanks for the advice. It's solid advice. But the point is that there are so many cars out there. When you go to a lot and you look at places like Ford, let's just use them. I had a buddy say they have 2023s sitting there, you know, and here it is 2025. You're about to have the new 2026 cars, but they have cars for 3 years sitting there at some of these locations. It's crazy. You can rent these apartments across the street, $6,000 a month. Wow, just crazy. You know, all my friends talking about, you know, the good old days of when, you know, four guys could get into an apartment, everybody had different schedules, everybody was responsible, had jobs, but you could all live together and pay for stuff. And oh my God, we got to cover this $1,300 rent for this two-bedroom place. And, you know, times have changed, man. You know, rents are just through the roof. Everything's through the roof. But, you know, it's nice. They power wash this place. They power wash it in that direction. So let me know what you think so far. A lot more to cover. But man, it really is just a certain feeling right now that things are not going well. You know, you got to look at Robert Kiyosaki and the economy and just get a feeling for everything right now, because the thing that I see is that people don't have the money. I see that you're going to see a travel season that's off right now. Vegas is off a ton right now. And, you know, they can tax you to oblivion. And we talked about that over the weekend and how these states are doing things that are just stupid. California's the biggest one where they just would tax you to, you know, kingdom come. And, you make a dollar? We want $1.50 from you, you know? And they just don't get it. You can't tax everybody to oblivion and then give it away to people that don't work as well. So let me know what you think about all that. Audio. Now I'm going to finish this video with these last two stories. And great story out of Google. And yesterday, I opened up my iPad and sitting there, and they had, Google was not Google, it was a symbol, it was this. Like, what is that? Well, click on it, and you know, it wasn't some fun little thing, it was, hey, a recession is on the way. Here is the thing, guys. What do you call this now? Seriously, what do you call this? Because I'm telling you, this is the recession right now. What's going to happen is going to be worse, and it's going to be depressionary. And great article, read it below, it'll be second to the last article, and it's, you know, investors are worried. You can see the stock market every day when you wake up, and it's chaos or it's not, but it's off right now, and that's what we're living daily. You know, CEOs are worried because they know what they have. You know, there's a great movie out there called Margin Call, and in Margin Call, Jeremy Irons plays the CEO of a, investment firm that has all these different, housing, CBDs and credit default swaps, excuse me, and the CBDs. And what he says, do you know why I make the big bucks? And the guy says, yeah, I want to know. And the answer is because I'm to tell you what the music is supposed to do. Now, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, I'm supposed to know the answer to this. Great movie to watch, guys. It's just fantastic. The idea with this is the CEOs see the problems. They see consumer spending. They see where sales are coming from. They see that. Now, you know, again, employees are worried. We've talked about this, guys. Be the best employee you can. Be the person that's not the headache right now. It's critical right now. So I'm telling you, profit margins, you know, remain near an all-time high, but will it stay? So check this out. Just I love stuff like this. The final thing is, now from growing up here in California, one thing that was very cool when I wanted to be a screenwriter was seeing film sets. Seeing, here in Huntington Beach, they would shoot movies down here, and you'd see TV shows and stuff like that. That's done, guys. Panavision. Panavision is that you've seen this in movies, TV, that's the companies that you rent the cameras from. And all the equipment, the sound equipment, everything, the dollies, the mics, everything like that. They're going out of business. They're leaving California. Why is that? They don't make movies anymore here? No, they don't. Hollywood is dead, guys. I am telling you this right now. You can shoot your own movie. You can have your own film production company. You can be your own newscaster. Look at me. That's how things have changed right now. You don't think that this takes a bite out of everything? You know, when they had the last strike, they thought that this was going to settle it and everybody was going to go back to work. Uh-uh. It's done. Now, with that, Netflix is bragging about their sales and how good they're doing. And here's the thing that I think. I think that people go, well, let me think. We spend $20 a month and we can have Netflix. I can get rid of cable and I can basically watch TV and movies all the time. And, you know, that's what it's going to cost us. You know, you can argue that people are pissing money away on Netflix. I don't think it's like that. I think that's what they can afford. And the advertising version, I mean, it's like, could you imagine paying for something and to save $8-$10 a month, you're going to sit there and watch ads? That sounds like, again, hell to do that. So It's wild, guys, right now. It really is. But Netflix killing it. You know, hundreds of thousands more subscribers were added. It's making money hand over fist. And they will produce 40 more TV shows that suck. So, again, I can't remember the last thing I watched on Netflix that I sat there and said, oh, God, I got to see this. So, don't forget to hit the like button. A lot of stuff coming out, guys. Okay? Just look at everything. Review your finances. Review your finances. Could you imagine if somebody sold stock in yours, your portfolio, your brokerage account, and bought something else? You'd be like, well, what is this doing here? I didn't purchase this. The idea is to run up the other stock and then sell it. Hit the like button, subscribe, email me hello@iallegedly.com, and I'll see you guys very soon. Okay? We're back where we started. Okay? I'll see you soon.